I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH Boston. Just 30 days now until the Winter Olympic Games officially open in Sochi. And today, Russian authorities began, in a sense, locking down the resort town on the Black Sea and all the surrounding Olympic venues. Tens of thousands of security forces will be watching over the entire area. Massive security precautions have become commonplace at the Olympics, but in Russia, after two recent suicide bombings in the city of Volgograd, security is being taken very, very seriously. Michael Payne is an advisor to global sports events. He's also the former head of marketing for the International Olympic Committee. So the risks are clear, Michael. How do you actually balance, though, selling the Olympics as this great once-in-a-lifetime sporting event in light of those risks?
Well, as you say, the risks are clear, and unfortunately, for the last 40 years, ever since the Munich Olympic Games, there has always been the threat of terrorism, such as the media profile of the Olympic Games. It gives a platform for different organizations to make a statement. And that's why security has probably been the number one issue of every organizer and host country. But I don't think that the Russian Organizing Committee is necessarily doing anything different than London did a couple of years ago, or even America, you know, when you think back to Salt Lake just shortly after 9/11. It is a balancing act, though, between making sure that the athletes and the visitors are all protected, but equally that you don't let the security suffocate the very special atmosphere of the Olympic Games.
So how do you do that? I mean, how do you actually make security palatable during the Olympics?
I remember in Beijing, about 3 weeks before the Games, I met with the leadership of the organizing committee, and I congratulated them and said, look, everything is ready. You have nothing to worry about. But if I may, just one word of advice. And they all looked at me, you know, nervously and said, what's that? And I said, the word is smile. Because I just walked into your offices, I had to clear through security, and it was a little bit intimidating. If you were to train the soldiers to smile and welcome, you will completely transform the atmosphere. And I'm told a few days later they had 20,000 soldiers on the parade ground teaching them how to smile. Mm-hmm. But by the time all the guests came, you had a very warm welcome from the security staff.
I mean, that may have been a good marching order for London and Beijing. I would say less easy to smile in Sochi after these bombings in Volgograd. I mean, have you ever seen an Olympics where the risks were so pronounced and stark?
I mean, yes. I mean, if you think, I mean, people forget there was a major terrorist incident in northwest China about a month before the Games. London, the day after its election, 40 people were killed on the underground. So the security threat and challenges, particularly in, you know, what they would call the public domain outside of the venues, it has always been a major challenge.
I mean, the Kremlin's been trumpeting these thousands of troops today, just a month away from the Games. Does that inspire confidence in you?
Sadly, it's the nature of the world and the environment we live in. And what the Russians are doing is identical to the hosts of, you know, the last 10 Olympic Games. The security doesn't start the week before the Games. The security measures on the Olympics are, you know, in place the moment construction starts. You know, I'm going to Sochi for 2 weeks. I was actually a lot more nervous going to London because of the challenges of locking down a whole city. In the case of Sochi, they are, because of its a fairly small footprint, able to lock down a complete city. But obviously the broader risk and threat is going to be what is happening throughout the country as to whether there, you know, is a repeat of the tragic incident in Volgograd. But I think Sochi itself will be very secure.
And for the Russians, the advice is still smile, smile, smile.
I think it's important, and I think they would certainly be advised and encouraged by the IOC to making sure that there is a complete lockdown and secure position, but also then finding a way to do that so that it doesn't come across as a completely militaristic environment. That there is still a friendly approach, and whether it's, you know, trading Olympic pins with the security staff or just the welcome, I'm sure that they are already carefully looking at the balance so that the special atmosphere isn't suffocated.
Michael Payne, former head of marketing for the IOC, thank you very much.
My pleasure.